kind of tells you what opportunities you've got. If you want to do well, if you want to play by the rules of the game, a lot of times corruption would not let you do that. And it makes you compromise on so many issues that it simply does not make you comfortable. So I think for anybody who is from the middle class, anyone who wants to know that if they do their best, they can actually be successful, corruption is a concern, because it really allows those who have special connections to succeed, and those who actually work their butts off, you know, fall short.
How does it affect young people to grow up in a society where corruption is commonplace and normal and all around them all the time?
That's a spot-on question. What we see is that a lot of times people get dissuaded because they see so much corruption around them, and they take the easiest route. And the easiest route is to delegate the conversation and any action related to you tackling corruption to somebody else, whether it's a law enforcement agency, whether it's an NGO, whether it's a government official. Now, the society that usually tolerates bribes would also not be willing to pay their taxes. And what you're really talking about is the sense of ownership and sense of self-entitlement, because at the end of the day, individuals that feel detached from their communities, do not believe that the state they live in will take care of them, are probably not living a kind of life they want to live. Because from my conversations with people, I know that they want to feel the ownership. They want to know that any action they take matters and that their voice can be heard.
So you mentioned young people being dissuaded from going into either business or maybe civic life because of corruption, and just discouraged in general in terms of their participation in their society. Is it also possible that they see these things as okay, they see them as normal, and they then go on to be corrupt people themselves or to participate in that because they see that as the way to get ahead in their society?
Look, I think corruption, if you are a person who simply wants to lead a predictable, comfortable life, knowing that if you play by the rules of the game, you will be all right, is something which is just not comfortable. It's something which does not allow you to feel good, because, you know, there's plenty of research now that suggests people really need time to adjust to any wrongdoing that they were part of. If they cheat, they need time to rationalize the reason why they've cheated. If they're forced to pay a bribe, it's not something they look forward to. They actually need to get ready. If you look at anecdotal evidence that, you know, we have plenty of, people, when they realize they need to pay a bribe in the hospital, would often choose someone else from their family to pay that bribe for them, because it's something which they do not feel comfortable with. And that is precisely the point. I think that corruption gets you off the track in terms of you leading a comfortable life. I think the vast majority of us realize that if we could pay our taxes, if we could do what we have to do, things that the society has agreed on, and not to think of anything extra, well, that's what most of us would choose.
Do you have examples in your experience of sort of young people stepping up and fighting or opposing corruption on their own?
For a couple of years now, for instance, we've been working with young medical students in Lithuania, because we have a lot of corruption-related issues in the healthcare sector in our country. That is, patients paying small bribes or giving gifts to doctors and nurses to get better service and in a speedier fashion. And medical students, they want to earn their salaries in an official manner. They don't want any unofficial pocket money, because they want to make sure that they do their job in a professional manner. However, at the end of the day, do we really expect corruption to be tackled by a greater engagement from youth? I think that probably would not be the right answer or a correct expectation. The adults of the world, people that are in the position of power, have to realize that they need to amend their ways and do so while engaging with the youth and help the youth to get into the position of power while playing by the rules of the game in a fair and honest manner